Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Jim Lee.
7:35, Galesburg Live on WGIL. We're talking with David Erickson, the Illinois Farm Bureau Vice President, of course, from Knox County here, and our former president of the Knox County Farm Bureau on the day when their annual meeting will be held this morning out at Lake Story. And David, we'll pick up our conversation. We were talking a little bit about the annual national meeting, which was held out in Phoenix just a few weeks ago. And 351 delegates, I was reading in the Farm Week magazine from Farm Bureau, 21 of those from Illinois. And we had a good representation from the Knox County group, starting, I guess, with the great award for Grant and Kristen Strom for the National Achievement Award for Young Farmers. And you had to be pretty proud of their achievements.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's great to be recognized as a state winner because there's a good competition, quite frankly, for that in Illinois alone. And I know Grant and Kristen had been applicants in that before. But so to win it at the state level, we were just, you know, delighted that they could do that. You get to the national level and you just kind of cross your fingers. Maybe they can make it to the top 10 where they get a full interview. And they did that. And so we're excited for that. But to win it is really something that is quite an achievement on their behalf. And I don't know, Jim, I guess I didn't tell you this off the air, but I think the last person to win it at the national level might have been Mike and Melanie DeSutter, also from Knox County, when they were Illinois' representatives. So that we're very proud of their accomplishment. They're great spokespeople for not only Farm Bureau, but for agriculture, and just delighted that they were recognized for their efforts and their achievement as young farmers and young leaders in our industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, in agriculture, whether it's through FFA and 4-H and on up the ranks, if you want to jump into leadership, there are certainly plenty of opportunities, and they've taken the ball and run with it, haven't they?
They sure have. And I think it's a good thing to point out that really most of the learning comes from participating, being involved in it. It's not about winning the award. I'm sure Grant and Kristen would both say that they're, you know, humbled by the win, but I think much of what they gained is from the experience of doing the application, preparing to compete, and actually getting the opportunity to be interviewed at a number of different levels. That's where the real learning comes, and how you can put it to good use for yourself personally and your business.
Another thing that was recognized, the Farm to Fork Gala. I know Farm Bureau was looking for innovative ways to get out the message and connect with their communities, and they thought that Knox County and Caitlin Shanowski and that her group had done a pretty good job with that.
Oh, they did an excellent job. I had an opportunity to participate in it. It was held at the Swanson's Farm there in August. And not only were they recognized as one of these county activities of excellence, is what AFBF refers them to, But also Krista Swanson and Tara Bonnet Yoder, the co-chairs of the meeting, were recognized on the stage within the trade show and actually got to speak for several minutes, were interviewed and speak about what their activity was. So we were delighted they got that opportunity, and Caitlin provided strong support there in helping them organize, and I'm just very proud of what Knox County was able to pull off. So I think we probably had as many people with Brett and Krista Swanson and Grant and Kristen Strum and Tara Bonnet Yoder and Caitlin Shanowski. Probably had as big a crowd at AFBF as we've ever had.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me because DeLoss Yonke, who works with the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network, and he laughs. He says, I just keep finding myself coming to Knox County and talking to Knox County people. So that's a great credit because it's a big state, and he spends a lot of time talking with folks here.
Yeah, he is. So we, you know, from a state level, I know we say this, but Jim, we really mean it. If Illinois Farm Bureau wasn't made up of county farm bureaus, our effectiveness would be much diminished. So the activities and the programs that are carried on at the county level are a key to the success that Illinois Farm Bureau enjoys.
Let's talk a little bit about the next farm bill. It seems like we just got done with the last one. I'm sure you've gone through this a lot. It wasn't that long ago. We were out at Carl Sandburg College, and the bigwigs came through, and we were able to share some thoughts there. Now here we are again looking at a new farm bill, and what are your thoughts on that, David?
Well, like it or not, the current farm bill is going to come to an end in 2018, so we're not very far away. As policy goes, you need to kind of get things in line, get some feedback from members. So we've instituted in Illinois what we call farm bill working sessions. They're going to begin here in January. The closest one, I believe, is to local folks here would be January 26th, and it's going to be held at the Peoria County Farm Bureau office. But they can contact their County Farm Bureau to get a full list or look on Illinois Farm Bureau's website, which is ilfb.org, and they can sign up for those farm bill listening sessions. And that's what they are. They're working sessions to talk about what the current programming is, maybe some challenges that producers have seen in those programs, and how they might see some improvements be made as we go forward, so that we have their thoughts compiled to develop state policy further.
One of the big topics of interest coming out of the Phoenix meeting was the what is in the farm bill, and who's going to make up this broad piece of legislation, because for years the nutrition or food stamp or SNAP program, if you will, has been tied in with the agriculture side, and there was a movement at the Farm Bureau meeting, I understand, to get away from that, and initially it was approved, and then all of a sudden they said, hey, wait a minute, we need to rethink this, revote, and you kind of changed. Is that the way that happened?
Yeah, that happened actually on a couple different issues that related to the farm bill. And the nutrition, the aspect of tying the nutrition portion of the farm bill as a critical part of the bill was actually a policy resolution that came from Illinois. We had passed that at our meeting in December in Chicago, because of the makeup of our Illinois congressional delegation. You know, clearly we have a lot of interests in the collar counties and in Cook County. Farm Bureau, with county farm bureaus, we carry out an extensive adopt a legislator program, both on the state level, and then we try to carry it to also our U.S. representation as well. And for us, we think those two titles, the nutrition title and the farm program title, are inextricably linked, because we want to make the connection between food and agriculture as a critical part of not only the Illinois economy, but the U.S. economy. So we spoke quite strongly about the need to keep nutrition as a part of the overall farm bill, as we refer to it, and we're very interested in supporting efforts that make nutrition programs, a wide range of them, those nutrition programs better and more efficient for those who need them.
And I believe from a dollar standpoint from Washington, the nutrition title of that is I've been told, what, 80%?
About 85%, depending on how funding actually goes for commodity and crop insurance programs. So the nutrition and actual spending can be as high as 85%. So it's clearly an important part of what USDA does. And in fact, I didn't mention that when we were talking about the secretary, but a little known fact, I mean, USDA is the largest employee department of any of the cabinet secretaries, has responsibility of, I think it's around 110,000 employees when you think the U.S. Forest Service is in there as well. So it's a big... It's a big program overall, and we think nutrition's an important part of it. Another issue that was discussed was the link between farm program participation and conservation requirements. And that one was thought and rethought also during the AFBF policy session. But ultimately, we kept the tie between the importance of conservation environment programs in the farm bill tied to commodity and crop insurance programs. We think it's important because it does show agriculture's part in playing an important role in you know, making an environment that's that we can all be proud of. So conservation is still a key part as well.
You mentioned crop insurance, and it made me wonder, too, about another insurance, health insurance. I know since Obamacare took effect, there's some farmers I know that have really taken premiums have just skyrocketed. Was there any discussion of that or what can be done about that?
Well, there was some overall discussion about the concerns about how health care is delivered in rural areas, and not only health services, but also the cost and affordability of health care, and certainly insurance is a part of that. But, you know, Jim, as independent business people, most farm owners and operators have their own health insurance. It's not part of a bigger group. So they are potentially more impacted by price increases. But we had a discussion about the importance, again, of it's not only what the cost is, but it's also the availability. So those two things need to be in future discussions as well.
It is 7:45 on Galesburg Live. We're talking with Knox County's David Erickson ahead of the annual meeting of the Knox County Farm Bureau a little bit later this morning. And Ray Deffenbaugh will join us to talk ethanol issues from Big River Resources at about 8:15. We're going to take a short time out. We'll come back and continue our discussion. We'll talk a little bit about a new appointed EPA chief and how that could play a big role in agriculture as well on Galesburg Live.